Now, about Richard Nixon.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Oh, no, not again, I hear you saying. But my endless fascination with the first president to be forced to resign from office is constantly stimulated by the release of further tapes and documents. In this case, 78,000 pages from which little nuggets can be mined. For example, in a number of memos, Nixon seems quite concerned about his public image. A December 1970 memo to Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman expressed anger and pain that his staff still has not succeeded in establishing him as a warm and caring person. As an example of his warmth, he notes that he treats cabinet members like dignified human beings and not dirt under my feet. A May 1970 memo to Haldeman from TV advisor Roger Ailes, now the president of Fox News. He advises that Nixon should pay more attention to his wife, Pat, when they're in public. From time to time, he should talk to her and smile at her, he says. And Ailes notes that Nixon walked away from his wife at a recent event, and she had to run to keep up with him. And a June 1972 note from aide Donald Rumsfeld, future Secretary of Defense, tells Haldeman that Nixon should show voters his capacity for feeling, citing the danger of appearing harsh and tough. Image aside, Nixon reveals his true character in a number of taped discussions. November 1972, after his landslide re-election victory, in a telephone conversation with his aide Chuck Colson, he criticizes Ronald Reagan for bad leadership in California. He also talks of replacing the elder George Bush as UN ambassador. And then there's a discussion of naming Walter Washington, the first black mayor of Washington, D.C., to the UN post.
You know, basically, you don't know the blacks a damn thing anyway.
Oh, hell, as a matter of fact, Mr. President, I think it's a bad signal to put a black in a cabinet. I told that.
I said, yeah, I think maybe you're right.
And of Leonard Garment, White House lawyer, Nixon says,
let him be the house Jew.
Amazing how we continue to learn about his character we thought we knew all about 30 years ago. If there's more archive material released, I do not promise to withhold it from you. This is Daniel Shore.